So Tyler, you just finished a set of back-to-backs. You got another set of back-to-backs coming up this week. But you got a couple days of practice. So what's kind of the focus over the next 2 days for
you? We have a few days here. So, we had a nice off day yesterday and got back at it today. We'll have another good day of practice tomorrow. Probably get a little more, bit more into systems and, get ready for our next game.
Just in terms of, you guys never really use it as an excuse, but when it comes to playing back-to-back games, what is the main challenge of the second half of it? Is it getting the legs going in the first period? Is it just having the endurance at the end of the third? What is it? Because you guys did play a good game against Chicago.
Obviously a back-to-back is tough for any team, but I think the biggest thing for the second game is to simplify it as much as possible. I thought the first period in Chicago we were trying to be a little too cute, and then second period was a lot better. I thought after the first it was, we were playing a solid game and we simplified things. We were chipping pucks in and getting after it, and I think that's the most important thing on a back-to-back.
How much are you enjoying that quote-unquote shutdown role right now? You had the battles with Ovechkin. Now, obviously, Chicago's got some pretty good players, and you'll see the top end of Columbus coming up here in a few days, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I think Toby and I are communicating well on the ice and talking off the ice if there's things we need to be doing differently. But the easiest way to shut guys down is to, as a five-man unit on the ice, is to go on the attack. But I think, over the past 10 games especially, our group has really taken the defense-first mindset. And, I think it's really helped our group, and we just have to try and keep getting better at that.
As you continue to get more and more games under your belt with Toby, what does he do well for your game, and how do you complement him?
He moves so well and sees the ice so well that he makes a lot of real good passes that allows me to jump into holes and join the play. And I think for the two of us, we're talking a lot off the ice. I said it before, but we're always looking first if there's something we could have done differently on a play we didn't like or thought was a little off, but we're communicating well on and off the ice, and I think that's been the biggest thing.
You always see people giggle when they see you two standing beside each other.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I got that with Gerby and Ennis in Buffalo, and now it happens to be my D partner here in Winnipeg.